It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Welcome to Culinary Confessions. Here's Kim and Don.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Culinary Confessions right here on 1440 KZG.
I'm Kim.
I'm Don. Lunchtime here in the Valley of the Sun. You know we're doing in the 1 in 5 today. We'll have our trivia brought to us by George and Son, and someone guessed the Taste of Music, which is brought to us each and every day by Jacqueline's Cafe. But 1 in 5, right after we get done talking to our special guest at the top of the hour, is going to get three great prizes, and that's how we're doing that all day today. And we had a few winners in the last hour. We're going to have some more this hour. As a matter of fact, the last couple of people that called in the last hour are going to be thrown over to this hour.
Sounds excellent to me. You know, we all know about the Mediterranean diet. It's been touted as being heart healthy. It's also been shown to lessen the risk of cancer and depression. And actually, there was a new study. An associate professor of neurology at Columbia University Medical Center in New York suggests that it may also ward off cognitive problems associated with aging. And I know I'm trying to keep up with the Mediterranean diet, so I will remember our guest during this segment. But a lot of you folks are thinking to yourselves, gee, I wish I could incorporate more of this Mediterranean, Middle Eastern cuisine into my household, but I haven't got a clue where to start. Well, our guest during this segment is going to help you out, and there's nothing better than watching a video. As a matter of fact, one of her videos, it's the number one Mediterranean cooking video. There have been 400,000 people that have just watched that one out of 65 that you'll find on DidiMed.com. And joining us during the segment is Didi herself, better known as Denise Hazim, if I'm pronouncing your name
Hi,
right.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, our treat.
How did you start doing this? What prompted you to start putting up the videos on YouTube, Denise?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I moved to California about 3 years ago, and I got married, and my husband moved me out here, and there was really no good places to eat Mediterranean food. So about the same time, the cover of Time magazine was YouTube. So my husband, he's all into technology. He said, you know, why don't we throw up a YouTube video of you making hummus? Because, you know, I was making friends out here, and they're all asking me for recipes. So we threw up this video, and, I mean, the hits just started coming in the emails and the requests for more and more videos.
Fun.
So it's kind of crazy.
So then you got picked up by the Wall Street Journal, which was just really terrific, because you and your husband came up with this brilliant idea. Tell us the story about Camp Pendleton.
Well, it's kind of funny. My husband was in the Marines, and he always told me that, you know, whatever country that the U.S. goes to, they always bring back the great food. So, you know, like when they went to Japan, Vietnam, Korea, Europe, they always brought back this wonderful food. So he said, guess what? The next big thing is going to be Mediterranean food. So I kind of pushed them to contact people at the base and, you know, find out who I need to speak to so that we can, you know, find out if they're interested in having a Mediterranean food stand. So we did it. They loved it. We started it. And, you know, all the soldiers were just so grateful that they could find this wonderful food on base.
And now you're known as the Queen of Hummus. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
What a great moniker. I love that.
I know.
So all of this has happened in how long of a period of time? I mean, I know there's a lot of people sitting at home saying, well, I've got some great recipes. I can do this. Tell us how this, you know, because it's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
Right.
Right.
It started probably about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
In early 2007, you know, I started putting the videos on YouTube, and then I started the website. It's a lot of work, and, you know, sometimes you get discouraged, and sometimes you get those, you know, one-off emails where people are like, that's not how you make it, that's not how I like it, but honestly, the response that I've been getting is just so amazing. People, they love the food, they love that they can make it at home, and that it's affordable, and it's kind of taking the mystery out of Mediterranean.
It does take the mystery out of it. Now, there's some unusual ingredients that I think a lot of people are not used to working with. And I love that you have on your website a little bit of a resource where folks can go. One ingredient that I'm anxious, very anxious to get, it's been on my list of things to experiment with, and that's sumac. Tell us about sumac.
Oh, sumac is wonderful. It's a little berry that's dried up and then ground up. and it has a tangy flavor. And what's great about it is that you can add it to anything, and it just, you know, brings out, it elevates the flavor of whatever dish you're adding it to. So it's really popular in salads. A lot of the Western Asian countries put it in their rice, like they sprinkle it on top of rice.
Mm.
I just love it. And the color is so beautiful. It's this nice, deep purple color. So it's a great spice.
It's different than the poison sumac, right, that we've learned to stay away from. I imagine that's
exactly.
A totally different
totally different
item. Don't go for this poison sumac, folks, please. Even though exactly. That is that beautiful dark purple too, don't go there. So you've got
don't go there.
Yeah, you've.
No, I was gonna ask a question about when you're doing all these recipes on video. How many takes does it take you to do something, or is it you just go through it with all the warts and everything else, Denise?
Well, you know, in the beginning, it started off where I had to kind of modify myself. And, you know, when I post videos, people would give suggestions like, oh, can you give us more close-ups of this? Can you give us, you know, more close-ups of that? Or can you speak slower? Or, you know, whatever their suggestion was. So over the 3 years, I kind of modified it. And so now it just comes naturally. I just get in front of the camera, I do the recipe, and it's done.
Is that your kitchen?
That is my kitchen.
That's your home kitchen.
No, I was going to say, yep. You did a short one. Didn't you send one to Oprah's hoping to get on the Oprah show?
I did. Did you see that? I did
yeah.
do that.
How did that go?
Well, you know, I haven't heard back yet.
Oh.
There's a lot of competitions out there, and you kind of got to pick and choose because you don't want to be involved in anything that's more for... how can I put this? More for viewership. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want something that's really about, you know, the culinary cooking, not just the drama of it.
Very interesting. I was watching you make chicken shawarma because I mm-hmm. love chicken shawarma. First of all, describe that. The one thing I was a little disappointed, if you don't mind me being honest, I mean, this is Culinary Confessions, is you didn't give us the recipe for the garlic sauce, which is just so important. So
it's on the website.
Oh, but it's not in the video. Okay.
No,
so
it's not in the video.
Okay, so I got to go and dig that. But tell us what chicken shawarma is, because people have never had that. And that's actually what you get at your stand at Camp Pendleton, right?
Exactly. Well, what chicken shawarma is traditionally it's chicken that's cut into nice fine layers, and then it's layered on a kind of a gyro stand, a rotisserie.
Uh-huh.
And it's cooked, and, you know, they slice off the chicken. But if you want to make it at home, you can pretty much get the same flavor. You just shred up the chicken and then add coriander, cumin, so you can add some yogurt, lemon, garlic. I mean, just these wonderful flavors that go so well with the chicken. And you marinate it a little, and then you can either fry it up or you can cook it in the oven.
Yum. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Looks delicious. Really amazing.
Yeah.
And I do see, I'm looking at the beef shawarma one, too, and you've got the tahini sauce there. But a lot of folks don't even know when I'm saying tahini sauce what tahini sauce is. So describe what that is. I mean, we've got a real learning curve here we've got to work with, right?
Mm. That's true. And you know what? It's great to hear all the response from people because whenever they have a request for something, I know what I need to provide to them. So, like with the tahini sauce, people didn't know what tahini was. And it's pretty much just ground up sesame seeds with just a little bit of oil to help them emulsify. And a lot of people can't find it at their grocery stores. So they can either buy it on the website.
Right.
Or I actually made a video showing them how to make the tahini paste.
Mm.
So that they can, you know, wherever you are, you can be in Alaska and you can, you know, make tahini paste and make great Mediterranean food.
Have no problem. And actually, a lot of the health food stores sell the tahini paste all done for you to make it easier. But you think the homemade one is a bit better, or are they all basically the same? You're not going to lose anything.
Exactly. They're all pretty much the same thing. You know, it's just how much work do you want to put into it?
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I also watched you make, because it's kind of popular around here, those date shakes. I'd never heard of it. We moved here from the Boston area to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, well, we've got date shakes here at the Sphinx Ranch place. But what is a date shake, and what a perfect thing for this time of year, huh?
Exactly. Well, dates are really popular in the Mediterranean culture, so I figured, you know, what better way than to make it into something you can drink? So it's pretty much ground up dates with that's blended with ice cream, and I like to add a little kick to it. So I add a little bit of orange blossom water,
right?
Or you can add some rose water, which just adds, it just levitates the flavor just a little bit more and gives it that mystery flavor.
Mm.
Rose water is used in a lot of Mediterranean cooking, isn't it, Denise? Or
Yeah. It's in a lot of the desserts. Rose water and orange blossom water, they're in a lot of the desserts.
A lot of them. You know, there are certain things that people think, oh, I'm probably not going to have the equipment, the right equipment to do things. I love on the chicken shawarma you used, I've got the George Foreman grill, and I'm going to put it on the George Foreman grill. But for things like the best fish tagine recipe, what do we need for that?
You practically just need the fish, a frying pan, a nice casserole dish so you can bake it in the oven. I mean, I try and give a lot of tips in my videos so that people can make them at home. Whether or not they have the ingredients or the utensils, they can still make them in their own kitchen.
I love that.
You know, you know, we're talking about Mediterranean cook. It's so healthy for you, but meatloaf? Tell us about a healthy meatloaf, because I love meatloaf.
It's a Mediterranean meatloaf dog.
Right. Describe that, Denise.
Well, I kind of try to appeal to other things that people like. And American food, you know, I was born and raised here, so I love American food. So I kind of try and give a little twist on some of the, you know, traditional American dishes. So I kind of introduced a Mediterranean Americana line. So I take some of the American dishes and turn them into Mediterranean food. So, like with the meatloaf, you know, meatloaf can sometimes be boring.
Yes.
So I decided to just jazz it up with some Mediterranean herbs, some sun-dried tomatoes, some other vegetables, and, you know, it kind of enhances the flavor and gives you a different alternative.
Well, what a fun thing you're doing. I mean, give a pitch why we should be adding more Mediterranean food and Middle Eastern food into our diet, besides the fact that it is so important for us to broaden our horizons. But what other reasons do you recommend this?
Well, if you like eating good food that's really flavorful, you definitely need to check out my website, ddmed.com, and try some new Mediterranean dishes. It's also super healthy. I mean, there's, like you said earlier, there's so many reports that are coming out now about the health benefits of Mediterranean food. We use a lot of garlic, a lot of onions, a lot of extra virgin olive oil in our dishes, and a lot of these have antioxidants that are really good for you. We don't use a lot of saturated fats, so it's more healthy fats that actually help lower your cholesterol levels. So there's a lot of health benefits, you know, aside from the great flavor that you get from Mediterranean food.
Very interesting. And because the show is called Culinary Confessions, would you mind giving us a culinary confession? What might you do that maybe not a lot of people know about Denise Hazim from DDMed.com?
I love frozen pizza, and I love french fries.
Is there a particular brand of frozen pizza you need to have, or all of them do it?
You know, there's a brand called California Pizza Kitchen that has great easy baked pizza that, you know, whenever I'm hungry, I'm just like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to throw a pizza in the oven.
Very good. Well,
thank you,
again,
Denise.
We so appreciate it. And what a great, great website. It's DEDEMED.com. We have it actually on our homepage, a link to it, and also on our blog, so folks can go there. You'll really, really enjoy all of the great recipes in there. They looked so simple, so easy, and you are a delight to watch on the video. So tell your husband he did an excellent job for a career for you, for sure. Very, very nicely done. The two of you make a good team. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I love your show.
Oh, thanks. Our pleasure. If you're ever in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area, give us a shout. Love to have you in studio, okay?
Definitely will do. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Check it out. It's DEDEMED. That's DDMED.com. That's DD, her name, and Mediterranean, short for Mediterranean.com.
All right. We'll start taking your phone calls now at 480-668-3287. 30-day rule does not apply. Every five callers. So some lucky listener is going to win three prizes, one out of five. That's how it's working today. For the best in certified organic produce, dairy, meat, poultry, and more, it's Box Greens. Box Greens will deliver your goodies to your house. Box Greens insulated boxes are hand-packed and can withstand extreme temperatures. And Box Greens guarantees all of their produce for freshness and quality every day of the year. Imagine ordering over the internet at boxgreens.com or call 480-557-7060. That's 480-557-7060. Isn't it time for you and your family to get in touch with Box Greens today and start eating some of the healthiest and tasty food around? Save gas and time and have Box Greens start delivering to your home.
The original burrito and company, owned and operated by the Martinez de la Cruz family, has been serving satisfied customers for over 25 years. Take a listen.
I've been coming here 10 years. I've tried everything, every single thing in every combination.
Everything I've had is good here.
The greatest Mexican food in Phoenix.
I've been coming here for 5 years. The most reasonably priced, friendliest, nicest people you'll ever meet. The food is phenomenal, clean, and you don't walk out of here hungry.
The Original Burrito and Company, open Monday through Sunday, 7 to 9 at Elliott and 48th Street, just west of the I-10.
Thanks to Pop the Soda Shop in Scottsdale, the Valley once again knows that all your favorite soft drinks taste better in a glass bottle. And believe me, there is a difference. All the flavors you can imagine and some you've never even dreamed of can be found at Pop the Soda Shop. You'll be amazed at their wide selection of sodas, energy drinks, accessories, and more. Find out for yourself why it's always better in a bottle. Go to Pop the Soda Shop at their new location, 1649 North 74th Street in Scottsdale, just north of McDowell, or visit them online at popsoda.com.
Controlled Comfort Heating and Cooling in Phoenix says children are fast and unpredictable. For these reasons, as drivers, we must be alert for them at all times. This message from Controlled Comfort Heating and Cooling, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau, where owner Mike Finneman kept you warm last winter and will keep you cool all summer long. Call 602-321-2689. Residential and commercial, new installations, service, and repairs. Call 602-321-2689.
Culinary Confessions with Kim and Don. This is your chance to be the food critic. Call 480-668-EATS. That's 480-668-3287.
Located at the base of Superstition Mountain, you're going to find the Mining Camp Restaurant and Trading Post.
It's like the Old West when you go in there.
It is.
Really,
it takes
just
you
get a flavor of what it used to be like.
The Mining Camp, well, they serve authentic Western family-style dinners. It's a fun place. We've been there. It's a great destination place. Take friends or snowbirds that are coming into town.
Yeah.
Dinners include heaping platters of golden brown roast chicken, oven-baked ham, and oven-roasted potatoes, and their world-famous barbecues. And, of course, you get all the fixings, the coleslaw, and
it's fun.
It is.
The food is delicious.
Yeah, and they got a little trading post there, so you can maybe take home a few little items, too, afterwards. No party too big or small, too, for the Mining Camp. They have two large private banquet rooms for lunch or dinner. Give them a call today at 480-982-3181. It's the Mining Camp Restaurant and Trading Post at the base of the Superstition Mountains.
This is Culinary Confessions on 1440 KAZG.
And don't forget to check out the Dutchman's Hideout, the newest restaurant. They're open for lunch and dinner every day of the week with sandwiches, salads, chili, certified Angus beef. We're going to be broadcasting there live on July 23rd. We'd love for you to come join us. They're in their 50th year right now.
It's amazing.
You know, and it's been in the same family, Benton's family, for all these years, hasn't it?
It's fantastic.
It really is.
Nice man. He does all the baking and the bread and everything there.
I think he does everything there just about.
Not everything. They have a great in-house chef.
That's right, Matthew.
Yes, and wonderful
Dennis there.
GM.
Dennis, yeah.
There.
All right,
nice
let's start. Well, before we take our phone calls, I got to first do a little bit of trivia. Kim has our survey question. Tasty Music will have another one for you tomorrow. Jacqueline's Cafe brings you that every day. That's when you can win one. If you can guess the Tasty Music, we'll have another one tomorrow. Tell me, our trivia brought to us by Georgian Son at 11291 Eastfield, Linden, Scottsdale. You heard Doug from Buckeye went all the way over there. Loved it.
Absolutely. He's going back.
Yeah. What wine is sweet in a Manhattan and dry in a martini?
480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
In British tradition, this herb is placed in the graves of English heroes. Thyme, oregano, basil, or rosemary?
480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
And what fruit was a symbol of long life in China? And one more. What salad of greens mixed with raw egg came from Mexico, not Rome?
480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS. Our survey question is brought to you by the wonderful people over at EnviroCon Technologies, caring about our planet and yet giving us products that work really well. It's the Lemmy Shine. We love this product. It gets rid of that hard water scale. If you're looking at foggy-looking glassware that even has etching into it, that's the hard water scale that's doing it. Don't continue with that. Otherwise, you're totally going to ruin your glassware. and your dishes and to a point of no return. So go out and get yourself some Lemmy Shine. We do have samples that, well, maybe, hopefully we'll have some samples by the time we do our remote next week. Looking to do that. But we do have the MC3. Definitely check it out at your local grocers. It's Lemmy Shine. Our survey question today, we were watching Hell's Kitchen last night, the first hour of it, and the team needed to present a menu, create their own menu. So they were asked to bring the most impressive dishes. And actually, Gordon Ramsay was very unimpressed with everything that people brought to the table. So
except
I want to know.
Desserts. One gal did
some good desserts. Right. I think her name was Holly. Anyway, so you definitely call in and tell us if you wanted to impress somebody. It could be anybody. Tell us what dish you would present to them. It could be a particular dish that you do. It could be a dish that you found at a restaurant that you just think, wow, people would really like this. 480-668-3287. That gets you automatically right into that stew pot. So you definitely want to call in and share that with us. 480-668-EATS.
Barbara in Tempe. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Kim and Don.
What's going on?
Well, I'm just enjoying the day and enjoying listening to the show.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I'm glad the check cleared that I sent you, Barbara. Thanks for saying those nice things.
You must have given her a raise.
I'm also looking forward to all the remotes that are coming up this month.
Yeah. We have three this month, the 16th, the 23rd, the 16th MPJ Grill and Restaurant up in Fountain Hills, then the 23rd at the mining camp, and then the 30th, it's going to be, it was formerly the Circuit City Building in Gilbert, at 2817 South Market in Gilbert. But Salerno's is going to be catering this. He's going to have a buffet table. The guy told me 52 items. I think.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there'll be 52, but you know when Ross puts out a meal, he puts out a meal.
I think it could be because there's that many items on his menu, you know.
That's for sure.
And he put out a little bit of each one.
And you know what the beauty is? They're asking for $10, and Ross is not taking a penny. What's happening? It's all going to be given to this fallen police officers for their family to raise money. And the gentleman who's doing the Home and Garden show, the East Valley Home and Garden show, he's going to match whatever was brought
in. Wow, very nice. Yeah.
That is wonderful. I hope there's a large crowd that attends.
I hope I'll be there.
Very good, Barbara. You're always there. We love that. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to weigh in. This is not fancy, but I think sometimes people want a simple meal. And to impress someone, I would have my homemade vegetable soup and a wonderful salad with homemade salad dressing.
Ooh, that sounds good. And what kind of salad dressing would you do?
Well, the easiest is the vinaigrette, and I don't always put the same ingredients in it. You know, it always has the olive oil and the vinegar, but sometimes I add dill, and I always add a little mustard and then all kinds of seasonings, just depending on the mood that I'm in.
I like that. You can change it up so many different ways. It makes it just delicious.
And it's so much easier, and I just don't like the flavor of the bottle dressing.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. I'll tell you, we had, when we were over
corn
yesterday,
syrup.
What?
They're loaded with corn syrup a lot.
Oh, I was talking about something good. I wasn't talking about something bad.
Okay.
We had, we were over at MPJ's grill and restaurant, and they do all homemade dressings. They were talking about a lime vinaigrette one, I think it was, that sounded really good. I had their oriental salad dressing that had like a peanut flavor to it. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds so good.
It was delicious. And the salad, you know, it had nice dark greens in there. It was really a beautiful salad that just was a side dish to my baked fish that they do on Fridays. And that fish is just
yummy. I told you, didn't I?
Don did tell me about that baked fish, and it is with a nice little breadcrumb crust on it. It was just delicious.
And you know what? I decided I was going to have something different because I want to try something different. So I tried the blackened chicken. Boy, that was a nice piece of chicken breast. That was so good.
And topped with avocado and tomato, like a avocado tomato salad right on top of that breasted chicken. It was beautiful. So
I'm not going to know what to choose.
Well, there are a lot of good choices there, that's for sure. You'll have a good time with that
menu. Let me confuse you a little bit,
Barbara. Oh, sure. Go ahead, Don. Teaser.
All right. All right, Barbara, if you're into salads, they have a strawberries and chicken salad. They have an oriental chicken salad. They have a Santa Fe chicken salad, a black bean tostada salad, a Greek salad, a salmon salad, a Cobb salad. But for sandwiches, they have like a pastrami Reuben, a southwestern turkey club, a turkey and brie, grilled portobello melt, a Baja burger, all sorts of burgers, a Chipotle ranch chicken wrap. They have pasta dishes. They have like shrimp and prosciutto ham, wild mushroom pasta, blackened chicken pasta, grilled sausage pasta, entrees like blackened tilapia. The pork chops, which I tried too, are just they melt in your mouth.
Amazing.
I mean, the pork chop, this is the dinner, is $12.
Oh, my goodness.
They also have the lamb chops there that you tried. I didn't try those when I went, but what's the price on that?
I think that's like $14.
Wow. I tell you, good food. They used to work at the Phoenician, so they know good service, good food, just delicious. So
I'm already drooling.
Okay. We got to get it, Barbara, up there fast.
Hey, Barbara, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
You're right, in that stew pot. We tease people with all of that, Don, but you didn't tell the location where people can get that because you don't have to wait till our remote
It's 15225 North Fountain Hills Road, Suite 104, Fountain Hills. It's just north of town. This is the way you go. If you come in Shea Boulevard and you're coming from Mesa, coming up the B-line there, you would take a right on Palisades. You follow Palisades, which is 3 or 4 miles. It winds in and out. Then you take a left on Fountain Hills, and it's about 2 miles up on your right-hand side. If you're coming from
strip mall there.
Right. If you're coming from Scottsdale or Tempe, you get off at the 101 in Shea Boulevard, go east, take a left on Palisades once again, a few miles, and it winds out. You pass the high school there. A little bit past that, you'll see Fountain Hills. And you take a left there and a couple miles up on the right. It is absolutely
enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, their prices, all their sandwiches are under $9. Some are $7.75, and they give you a lot of food there,
and they've got a great kids' menu, too.
Yeah, they do have a kids' menu, $4.50.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that food there.
Let's talk to Linda before we go to break. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Kim and Don.
What's going on with you?
Oh, that's just the last day of my vacation. I've just been lounging and enjoying myself and listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you. We feel honored that you're listening to us
on
your vacation.
Well, you want to talk to your boss? You need a few more paid vacation days?
No, I do, but actually after this is taken, I qualify for another 80 because I had to take this, you know. I had some heart surgery done, and I had to take time off, so then it just built up when I was gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So, I had to take it before July 9th, so that's what I'm doing. And now I'll already re-qualify for another 80. So.
Wow. I like that. Yeah. What kind of work do you do, Linda?
You know, I work at Home Depot. I work in the garden department, certified garden and certified electrical.
Wow. Very good. Which one? So people can come visit you.
Well, I work at the 36th Street and Thomas one.
Excellent.
Just don't bother for an autograph, though. Oh. Just, you know, she's, you know. She has enough work to do there at the Home Depot.
Sometimes there's a big line coming in. I don't have time to stop. So.
I understand that, but you guys
but
have
if you
to
guys
be...
did, I would escort you all around the store.
Aw.
Well, you know something? I would have to say, I know someone worked at Home Depot. I heard they're a pretty good company to work for.
Yeah, we're a pretty fun bunch over there, I'm telling you.
That's
our
good.
Biggest and busiest store in Arizona. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I have fun.
I feel sorry, though, because the people in the garden department are basically outdoors most of the summer, aren't you?
Yeah. I didn't like that in the summertime. I'm kind of earth girl, so I love being out in the garden. But when the summer came, you have to just run inside every once in a while.
Cool off, yeah.
We have an ice-cold drinking fountain right in the corner, so... It's pretty nice,
oh,
but
good.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, well, you keep cool, and I know folks will come see you this weekend for sure.
Okay,
Very good.
Good.
So what can we do for you, and what dish would you provide to impress people?
Well, my favorite is to go and get that big slab of salmon at Costco.
Okay.
And both my son and I do it the same way. We stick slivers of garlic in through a whole bunch of holes in the salmon.
Okay.
And put thin, thin cut slices of lemon and lime over it.
Mmm.
And some pepper. And we just threw it in the oven. Now, he went to California and did the same thing when he saw his dad, and they barbecued it.
Oh, how'd that work?
Oh, he said they didn't even say they liked fish, but after that, they're all hooked on it. And one of his brothers called him back and said, give me that recipe. It's really so simple, you know, but it's just the best salmon.
Do you have to put any olive oil on it or no?
You know, sometimes he said he put butter on it, but I have the extra virgin olive oil, and I think I like that a little better.
Okay, so we'll sprinkle that a little bit over there to keep the lemon nice and moist.
Yeah.
Very good. And then
yeah.
you put those garlic shards kind of into the flesh of the salmon.
Just make little slices with your knife and stick them in as many as you want.
Ugh.
And it just is wonderful.
And a little salt and pepper, or are you not even doing that?
I use pepper, but I wait till the salt till afterwards.
I don't like to drown
my food with salt.
Okay, so that's excellent. That sounds delicious. Maybe I could even get Don to eat some salmon. I love salmon. He just doesn't like it.
Oh, you don't like it, Don?
No, he's not a salmon lover. He loves other fish.
I love other fish. Yeah.
I don't know why. He loves smoked salmon. I mean, go figure.
We're all kind of funny, aren't we?
Yes, and he's very funny.
He's cute.
He is cute.
Thank you, Linda.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Enjoy your last day off. You are in that stew pot, young lady. 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Il Poggio d'Italia is Scottsdale's newest Italian restaurant. The owner, Chef Tom from New Jersey, has been in the business for 30 years. Now, you're going to find all your favorite Italian dishes, along with some unusual items, like tripe and grilled calamari. Oh, of course they have the fried calamari, too. Il Poggio d'Italia has a beautiful atmosphere, along with excellent service. The portions are big, but the prices are not. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. It's Il Poggio d'Italia, located at 8752 East Shea Boulevard in Scottsdale at the Pima Crossing, just west of the 101. Call 480-948-7100. That's 480-948-7100 for dinner reservations.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Cam and Don, the longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley.
Arizona Property Management and Investments in Glendale says children are the nation's most valuable resource. Please drive as though your life depends on it. A child's often does. This message from Arizona Property Management and Investments, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau, specializing in Arizona property management, homes for rent, condos, and residential lease options. Call 888-777-6664. That's 888-777-6664. Or visit azezrentals.com.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions on 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287 is how you join us. It's 480-668-EATS. We do have a phone line open. If you've always wanted to call the show and you're a little bit nervous about it, today's a good day. 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS. I want to tell folks about KimAndDon.com. That's our website, and it is shaping up to be really, really fun. Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have our store up there with T-shirts and all kinds of stuff like that. A lot of fun things. But if you didn't get a chance to hear Denise from DD Med, there's lots of great recipes up there. If you want to start incorporating some wonderful Mediterranean, Middle Eastern cuisine into your diet, well, then this is a good way to do it. You know, we heard from people saying, oh my goodness, I want to learn how to cook, but I don't want to go to culinary school, and I just need some good inspiration, that is a good website to go to. But we also have some other great websites and links and all kinds of interesting things. How to open up on our daily blog, how to open up a bottle of wine if you forget the corkscrew with your shoe. It, I think, does work. I'm going to have to try it. Anyway, lots of cool things up there. Definitely check it out. And as we talked about a little bit earlier, the fact of the matter is we've got all of some remotes up there that love for you to come join us. These are really fun. Each person gets a passport at these remotes. When you come, if we're on the air, which of course we are during the 2 hours, come up to the table. There's a sign-in book there, and then there's it's a card that you fold in half, and then we've got stickers. And what you do is you put a sticker into your book each time you come to a remote, and as soon as you collect 10 stickers, and it can be over lots of period of time. As a matter of fact, I saw one of the booklets the other day. Dawn ran across one that started about 6 years ago, and they just finished it up. And so, you know, some people can come to all of them. Some people can come to one or two. Just keep it in your car, and when you come to a remote, grab yourself a sticker, and you'll win a great prize once you turn that in after 10. But we also give away some good things at our remote, so you definitely need to come join us.
Definitely. The last one in five was Vince from Mesa.
Yay, Vince.
Vince, you're going to Acacia Cafe, Il Poggio d'Italia, and also the Taj Mahal.
Very nice, Vince. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Okay.
Janet from Mesa is next.
Hello, Kim and Dylan.
No, you've always wanted to call in. Always been afraid to.
First time caller, Janet.
Well, you sent the phones for free, so that's why I took a chance.
Okay, there you go. You took a good chance.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to get in on that survey.
Okay. What would you present?
Well, I've been impressing people with the same menu for 50-some-odd years.
Oh, tell us. What is it?
It's roast beef with Yorkshire pudding and cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness. What could be bad about that?
And people are really impressed by this.
I think so.
They would just be impressed by you, though, when they walk in the door. Am I right?
Well, no.
They need to eat. They need to eat. Then they're impressed.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, whose roast beef recipe is this?
It's just roast beef. I don't do anything. I mean, I stick it in the oven.
You don't put seasoning on it or anything? You just buy it, unwrap it, put it in a pan, and throw it in the oven?
Yes. So, I don't like to mess up good meat with seasonings.
Oh, okay.
I like the natural flavors of things.
You do.
Yes.
You do. My grandma, which I did actually a little piece of, I had a small little prime rib left over from some meat that I had aged, and I just threw a little bit of flour with some salt, pepper, and garlic powder in it, and then do like a crust on the outside, which is very good. It doesn't really affect the inside that much, although maybe it sears in the juices a little bit more. I'm not sure, but I don't think I've ever done it with nothing on there. I bet it would just be just delicious. Just plain old au natural.
Yes.
Very good. Excellent. And then your cheesecake?
Cook it rare.
New York-style cheesecake?
Yes.
Oh, cream cheese. Yes.
No, ricotta cheese.
You're using ricotta?
Yes.
That's Italian New York.
Yeah, Italian New York.
Oh, so you're using ricotta. Interesting, Janet. I don't think I've tried your cheesecake, have I?
I've made it a few times.
Uh-huh. And you'd have to serve your limoncello with that.
Yes, that would be good, too. People are impressed with the limoncello.
That's impressed with the limoncello.
I was, too.
I was definitely impressed with that. And you know what? If you're not even a big limoncello fan, after you have a few, you definitely will be impressed.
Right.
If you can remember to be.
Yeah. And my friends have been complaining because I don't make limoncello anymore.
Yes.
And I said, well, I can't drink it because I have diabetes. And they said, well, just because you have diabetes, we have to suffer?
Yes. Just say, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You do. Very good. We'll have to find somebody else that's willing to make it. And then you can have a little sip here and there, right?
Yes.
Very good. Well, so you are in that stew pot. I'm impressed already.
And
thank you, Janet.
Very good, Janet. Bye. Hey, we look forward to seeing you next week over at MPJ's Grill and Restaurant, 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
That is how you join us, and that's going to be a fun remote week from Friday.
I am looking forward to
it. It's starting to fill up, and then there's going to be another one. We have one August one up there at the Ranch House Grill in Phoenix where they have...
Great place.
Oh, great breakfast, great lunch, and they've won awards for their breakfast, too. And so we're really looking forward. You can have a breakfast there if you'd like.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jerry in Queen Creek.
Okay.
He's got a question. Hi, Jerry.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find out if you know of any place in the East Valley where someone can get a white pizza.
A white pizza?
Yeah, instead of the red sauce.
I think a lot of the pizza places do white pizzas. I think a lot of them don't necessarily advertise that they do a white pizza. And some people have different ideas of a white pizza. So describe the white pizza that you're thinking in terms of.
I don't know. I had one over in California a couple months back, and it was like we had two or three toppings on it, but it was instead of red marinara sauce, it was a white sauce and probably a lot of white cheese.
Yeah, yum, yum, yum. And they usually do it with a lot of garlic.
You know
on there, too.
I'm
thinking Red, White, and Brew has it over
they
on...
They do have a white pizza.
Yeah, over on Power and McDowell. Have you been over there? They've got great pizzas.
Do they really?
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever been into Red, White, and Brew?
One time.
Yeah.
Well, they make good pizzas. They do have a white pizza. You know who else might have a white pizza?
I think that Ross might even do one down
in Salerno's. Yeah,
and
Gilbert. And you know who else might have one?
Who?
In Chandler's. La Familia might have a white pizza, I would think, too.
Oh, haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure. They're right on the corner of Dobson and... Is it Dobson and Warner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's Dobson and Warner. I'm looking at the Red, White, and Brew's menu and to see if they've got the white pizza there. But I seem to remember, it didn't sound like you were all that interested in that.
Well, you asked me if I've been there once. I went there for bread pudding once, and I really didn't like their bread pudding.
Oh, you didn't like the bread pudding? Oh.
But their white pizza may be something different.
Yeah, their pizzas actually are more New York style. And so I think their pizzas are really, really good. So I'm still double checking on that. And actually, we probably have a lot of listeners that know some great places. You look in the Mesa East Valley area. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, you mentioned one in Gilbert that I don't know the name of. I don't think
Salerno's.
Yeah, but I would call over there ahead of time to make sure that they do.
Well,
do
I can
white
look
pizza.
On his menu too. So
okay.
I'll check that one out for you too. See if I can't find that. But I know Ross would do it for you. It's just a matter of whether he's got the nice white sauce, which I think he probably does. A lot of times they'll do it with, I'm trying to think of what they do with a cheese and just a cheese and not so much of a white sauce on it and then veggies and whatever. But maybe some of our listeners might have some good ideas for you also. But definitely I would try Red, White, and Brew for sure because I'm almost positive that he's got that. So
okay. And where is that one in Gilbert at roughly? Do you know?
Oh, there's one. It's in Chandler Heights. It's 4850 South Gilbert Road in Chandler Heights. That's that one.
48 what?
50 South Gilbert Road. It's 4850 South Gilbert Road. That's Chandler Heights.
All right. So this is
Gilbert. Oh, you're talking about the Red, White, and Brew.
Right.
No, you're talking, the one in Chandler. You're asking about the one in Gilbert, which is Salerno's on the corner of Guadalupe
and Wrecker.
And Wrecker.
Okay.
And that's Chicago style and should
right.
be very good. I think, anything he does there. Now, I'm looking here.
Be patient. We're going to take a quick break. Eva from Mesa has some suggestions for you.
I just want to say I'm looking at Red, White, and Brew. You can go to RWBAZ, and they've got a white sauce and spinach and tomato one. They've got a creamy garlic chicken and artichoke heart one. They also have a vegetable with a creamy garlic sauce one with fresh tomato and sliced mushrooms. And so you could probably pick from all those different possibilities and make up whatever it is you'd like. So that's Red, White, and Brew. I'm going to check out Salerno's.
And listen up, Jerry, because we got Eva coming up next. She has some suggestion for you, okay?
I'll stay on and listen. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye now.
Bye.
480-668-3287.
You all know about Lemmy Shine's power to remove hard water stains and tough mineral deposits from your dishes, glassware, and dishwasher. Well, now there's more. There's Lemmy Shine Ultra. Added to your dishwasher's final rinse cycle, Lemmy Shine Ultra will wipe out any remaining spots or mineral deposits. Give your dishwasher that 1-2 capability of Lemmy Shine and Lemmy Shine Ultra. Together, they're an unbeatable combination. If Lemmy Shine Ultra has not yet made it to the stores in your area, ask for it. Lemmy Shine Ultra.
Catalyst Computer Technologies offers managed IT services for small business. They provide unlimited proactive IT support for a fixed monthly fee. To help small businesses succeed, they are your business partner first and your technology company second. Some of Catalyst Computer Technologies' other services range from disaster recovery, online backup, and anti-spam services. Call Catalyst Computer Technology today at 480-391-6442. That's 480-391-6442.
When my son came home from basketball practice asking for expensive new shoes, I did what any good mother would do. I gave him some milk. He looked confused, so I told him how 3 daily servings of dairy would help him get mad hops for big ups to totally posterize his opponents. I don't know which surprised him more, the milk info or the hoops lingo. All I know is it saved me $150.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
This is Culinary Confessions with Cam and Don. Call 480-668-EATS. That's 480-668-3287.
How do you know if you're a foodie? If you start making weekend dinner plans on Monday afternoon, or you plan vacations around the restaurants you've been dying to try, you have a massive recipe collection, and yes, you've even been caught snapping photos of your food, you, in fact, just might be a foodie. Perhaps even a foodie like us, and we would love to meet you. Foodies Like Us hosts unique and affordable culinary adventures for the home cook all over the valley. From food tastings to cooking classes to progressive dinners, we offer events for every foodie. Check us out at www.foodieslikeus.com or call 888-424-4142 for more information.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Kim and Don.
Solano's, 3921 East Guadalupe Road, we were just talking about there. But you know what they do? You know, not only being a great restaurant, but Ross also does special catering. He'll do it for any kind of event, whether it be a religious event, a business meeting.
Lots of weddings.
Weddings, showers, you name it, he'll do it. And you know what? He'll do it to what you want on the menu, but he'll work around your budget too. You got to give them a call over there. They're just so wonderful people. Ross, his daughter, the whole crew, his mother and father there. Let me give you the phone number to call, 480-892-0040. That's 892-0040.
And he'll fit any budget. That's what I love about him.
That's what I said.
I know. I just want to say that again. I think it's so important where sometimes you call in a caterer and they say, well, this is what we've got. You know, we've got a lineup here. You pick which thing fits you. Oh, no, that's not the way Ross does it. He tailors it to exactly what it is you like.
I have to talk to him. I got to find out if there's really going to be 50 items on that during the live broadcast down at the East Valley Home and Garden Show. Down
might
at,
be 50 ingredients in one of the dishes.
2817 South Mark and Gilbert will be there on July 30th, and Ross is catering that whole affair. So you'll get an idea what he can do.
And he does have a great pizza menu. I was looking at it, but he doesn't specifically have a white pizza on the menu per se. But he would do, I bet, if he's got a white sauce for you, he would do a white pizza because that's just the kind of guy he is. And Jerry from Apache Junction, thank you for what you talked to Candy about. All right, let's talk to Eva. It's got some suggestions for Jerry from Queen Creek.
Hi, Eva and Mesa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We couldn't be any better, Eva. We're talking to you right now, and you got some suggestions for us, don't you?
Are you a white pizza lover?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's the best you've had in the East Valley?
Vito's.
Oh, Vito's. Very good pizza.
Right on Lindsay. I think it's 1912 Lindsay, right to Lindsay and McKellop's, correct?
Correct.
Now,
correct.
Describe his white pizza.
Well, it has like an Alfredo sauce on it, and you can do, you know, I do a mild, very little Alfredo sauce on it.
Uh-huh.
But they also have a pesto sauce, and they also have what they call their sunrise sauce, and then their regular sauce.
And the sunrise sauce is what, like what?
I don't know. I haven't had their sunrise sauce,
okay.
So I'm not sure. But I'm thinking it's a mellower red sauce.
It
sunrise,
might be what they call like a Rosa sauce, which is a mix of Alfredo and the red sauce. People call it a Rosa sauce. Oh, yum. That sounds delicious.
And not only that, I have my daughter-in-law is she needs to have gluten-free. She's allergic to wheat.
Right.
And they have gluten-free pizza. And she, from all the one that she's had, which isn't a lot of places because they don't have it.
Right.
This is one of the ones she really, really likes.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, do you know about Gluten-Free Creations?
No, I do not.
Oh, my goodness. This is a wonderful bakery, and they actually just opened another cafe. But if she's missing things like brownies and bread and cookies.
Well, I saw one location. I can't remember where it was, but it didn't look like it was open any longer.
Well, she has opened up a new place. She has one that's right behind Meineke Muffler or something over at 2940 East Thomas Road is her original location. But now she's opened up a wonderful little a cafe, and it's called Gluten-Free Creations Bakery, and it's at 7607 East McDowell in Scottsdale. And she's got all kinds of things. You can go in there and have a cup of coffee, and everything's gluten-free. She does a fantastic job. I'm not just saying it because she's been a sponsor of the show, but I've eaten, and I've given Don, who's very particular about his baked goods, I've given Don some of his items, and he wouldn't have known that they were gluten-free, and yet everything's gluten-free certified. So she does an excellent job. They purchased where Lulu's Cupcakes used to be, and it should be very, very good. It's Gluten-Free Bakery and Good Food Cafe is what she calls it. So you got to check that out.
Bakery.
And it's on the southeast corner of Miller and McDowell.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask you, Miller.
Miller. It's the east of Scottsdale Road and west of Hayden.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me just tell you, she's not open on Monday. She's open Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 6.
Yeah. No, this other place that that I saw, it said Gluten-Free Bakery or something, was in the East Valley, and I can't remember if it was like in Gilbert or in Mesa. And I saw it, but it looked like it had been there and closed or wasn't open yet or something like that. But I did notice it like a little strip mall or something, but I cannot remember.
Sound familiar to me.
But she delivers to a lot of restaurants here in the Valley.
She's doing a lot of, actually, she might be doing the crust for Vito's. It might be possible because she's doing a lot
She is doing Vito's.
Doing a lot of, so that's her crust. And you can also buy the crust at her bakery so that you can make your own pizzas.
Oh, wow. That is interesting because it is so hard when, you know, I'm having a family get together and, you know, you're having something and it's like, oh, okay, what can she eat type of situation. And it's very stressful.
You won't ever have to worry about that again if you just check up with Lynn Ray, because I'll tell you, your daughter will just feel so catered to. It's really fantastic. And you can buy the dough right from her, so you can keep that in your freezer. So if you ever want to make pizzas for everyone else and make her own gluten-free pizza, you can do that. She's got cupcakes and just delicious stuff. So
yeah, and tell her Kim and Don sent you, and she'll give you a nickel discount.
No,
I will tell her
she's
that.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah, we appreciate that. She is a lovely person. Thanks for your call, Eva. Appreciate it.
Am I in that stew pot? Absolutely.
Oh, the other thing you were talking about was something that you would surprise somebody with
somebody. Yeah, what would you do to impress somebody? What kind of a dish would you serve?
We have this recipe that came down from my grandmother and probably my great-grandmother. I don't know, but my grandmother made it and my mother made it. And my grandmother always had a restaurant, and she served it in the restaurant. And so now I make it. Well, my mother is still alive, too. So,
nice.
And she makes it better than I do, obviously. It is a dessert, and we call it natillas, N-A-T-I-L-L-A-S.
Uh-huh.
And it is egg whites and beaten, and, you know, those are folded into it's like a pudding.
Oh.
But it's made with milk and sugar and eggs and some flour and vanilla.
Excellent.
And some, like, a little bit of yellow food coloring.
Uh-huh.
And you boil that till it thickens and stuff. And then you fold in the egg whites with the sugar in them.
Mm.
And it is just delicious. it's way beyond flan.
Oh, that sounds absolutely delicious. You know, it was one of the things that they had, Don, with the churros, is natilla. And I saw that up at La Hacienda when they served their churros. They had a little dip that was a natilla dip. And I was wondering what that is. Now I
know.
That's
probably what it is. I'm originally from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And so we have a lot of different dishes because, you know, I mean, we're Hispanic, but we're not Mexican and we're not a Native American. So, but we're mixed. So we've kind of gotten the best of both worlds. And New Mexico style cuisine is way different from, you know, Mexican, regular Mexican food. So we have our own little things that we've developed, I guess, along the way and revamped or whatever. And I just know that this recipe has been in my family forever, and I've never had it anywhere else.
That sounds delicious. Now, I don't know if you're willing to share it with listeners, but if you wouldn't mind, you can always email me at kimanddon.com. Love to put that up on our website. That sounds delicious.
It is. And, it you know, you make it in no time. The only niche to it is knowing how long to cook it so that you don't have that raw flour, floury flavor to it, but yet not scalding it and burning it, because you know how easily milk can be. It's a constant stirring type of situation, and then you put a little bit of nutmeg over the top of it after you fold in the egg whites. And and, you know, there's people in my family that love it hot, right when it comes, you know, when it's done. And there's other people that like it cold, like, you know, because we refrigerate it afterward.
Yeah. And Don's giving me the we're up against the clock kind of a thing that you got to go, you got to rush. But Eva, will you call us back when we got a little bit more time to chat? Because you are a fascinating woman, and that sounds fantastic. And I think you solved Jerry's problem with Vito's for his white
pizza.
And
it's a great place. The atmosphere is fantastic. You never have to fight a crowd. The service is great. And all their other food that we've tried is my husband is into meatball sandwiches, and he's really particular, and he loves their meatball sandwiches.
Excellent.
And their salads are great. Everything's great.
Gotta go. Hey, nice to see you talk with you, Eva. Lots of great information. That's Vito's on Lindsay.
All right. Candy picked out the winner. Eva, it's your lucky day because you won three gift certificates for the Mining Camp, Acacia Cafe, and Salerno's Pizza Restaurant. All right. We thank everybody who participated in today's show. Thank you. The only favor we ever ask of any of you listeners is that when you hear about it on Culinary Confessions, that you go in these restaurants and you tell them that you heard about it right here. We thank you for that. And Candy, thanks for doing a great job as always. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a delicious day, everyone. Bye.